This is Jeffrey Lewis. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. As July's summer heat begins its assault on the Chesapeake watershed, one area is just swinging into bloom. The alpine bogs of central Pennsylvania's Bear Meadows Natural Area are brimming with high bush blueberries. This 325-acre bog is a national natural landmark that is home to yellow-fringed orchids, red-spotted newts, 58 species of dragonflies, and lots of blueberries. To experience the sweet, succulent taste of these wild treats, be prepared to get your feet wet in the bog's squishy terrain and check over your shoulder as local black bears crave these delectables as well.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-111.
Welcome to Aux Privilege Revoked. My name's Adam. Rory's on the couch. Rory, come in here.
That's the most uncomfortable couch ever. So, We are going to play some music for you, but simultaneously, you get to listen to the people who are learning instruments behind us. It sounds like
they're taking classes. They're not being very well. It's class one.
They have introduced a new music school for the partially deaf behind us, and I'm just so happy to be a part of this movement to music equality. Am I right, Adam?
You're so right.
I kind of lost my words there for
it's
a minute.
Okay, I'm burning up in here.
Yeah.
I'm burning up.
Yeah.
Jake, come here. We only have one mic, Jake. Lean close.
Are we on?
Closer.
What's the theme for today?
Music and also beginner lessons next to us.
Oh, let's listen in. Let's listen in.
And I think learning an instrument.
It's so hot in here.
Close the door.
No, don't close the door.
Okay.
Jake, figure out who turned on this fan, please. I'm burning up.
Have you ever seen the Blair Witch Trials?
The Blair Witch Project?
Oh, yes! That's the one?
I saw it with a star.
Oh, how fabulous.
Because it's a local film.
Oh, right. You know what's even better than seeing a movie is when someone explains a movie to you and takes 20 minutes to do so.
And who did that to you, Rory?
Yesterday, someone explained the Blair Witch... What is it? Trials Project?
Trials
to me. And I'm feeling like the beginning of this radio show is sounding like that. like a very real discovered film of people from the woods.
I'm having a hard time logging into my Spotify, but guys, don't worry, it's gonna happen.
No luck with the fans.
Jake was unable to figure out the fan.
It's 95 degrees in the studio.
But that's okay.
I'm gonna pass out.
I think it's quite nice.
Wait, I'm gonna get this working. Guys, we're gonna have music in one sec. I appreciate your patience with us. You know, we just got back here. You may have noticed we were a little late. We did a little bit of happy hour in DC.
We did quite a happy hour.
The girls got carried away.
The girls got carried away by the deals.
By the deals and the margaritas.
And the margaritas. And
oh, it's so hot in here.
They are feeling well today.
I'm dehydrated. Help.
Oh, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.
Just a request time out. What the hell?
Well, last week I was not here because I
Where were you?
I was getting my hair done.
Is that why you didn't come?
You don't understand what it's like.
Are you serious?
To be me. You don't understand what it's
like. I had a whole show about myself because you were getting your hair done.
You don't get what it's like to be a fake blonde.
Jake, get that fan working now.
There's something I can
fucking
do.
Hit it.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
That help?
No, it's not working, Jake.
Today we are going to be playing...
Did you just push me?
I did push you. I don't want your energy on the mic.
This one has literally a hole.
There's a hole where the knob is supposed to be on the fan.
And this one has 90% of a hole where the knob is.
90% of the hole. Guys, Jake speaking, he doesn't know that he's not mic'd up. Okay, we have music for you. Starting with... Ultra Facial, ooh, spicy, wow, by James K. Object Permanence by Sophia Stell. And Old Flings, or Fling Dollar Sign if you fancy, from Slater. Please enjoy these beautiful musical melodies from yours truly. Have so much fun.
Thank you. thinking about love like I know it. In some ways I do. But I think that it's time that I show it. Show it all to you. Put both your hands on a fissure. Set a feeling attached. And I told you about object permanence. Forgetting your face and all that. And you laughed. Just the other day, I got a bad, bad feeling about 2028. It's something I shouldn't say, 'cause I really, really love you now. But love, love turns to hate, and hate, hate turns to boredom, and boredom's a fate I can't take. If you look me in my face, you see nothing. Better walk away.
Okay, guys, that was Slater. How's everyone feeling here in the booth? Give some updates.
Feeling so good. So happy to be here on this Wednesday evening.
There was a bit of a plank contest between you two, if you weren't sweating enough already in this heat.
Yes.
God knows I'm not going to join in. My body feels like it already has.
Yes, we did have a little bit of a plank contest. Are you feeling old and feeble today, Adam?
Feeling very
I'm not
nimble,
feeling feeble.
Honest.
I'm feeling like I'm done.
Okay, done in what respect?
My body feels satisfied with its performance today and has no need to embark on anything further.
Okay. And that's a lovely, lovely sentiment. I think that's a sign you're aging. You know what's a sign of aging?
Tell me.
Spending your own money on sunscreen. Just something I recently did.
True.
I've been avoiding it for years, but it's so expensive.
I still never
Jake, you have to be closer.
Still never spent a dime on sunscreen for myself.
No? I would never be able to tell by the way you're aging, Jake. You are looking...
graceful.
You are looking lovely every day.
Black don't
Thank
crack.
Thank you. That's
Come
the Hawaiian in me.
Are you actually Hawaiian?
I am a 16th Hawaiian.
Yeah, exactly.
A 16th.
Great-grandpa.
What did
that say?
Great-grandma
Pearl Harbor.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm serious.
Dead serious?
Dead serious.
At Pearl?
Pearl.
At Pearl?
Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Did she make it out?
They both made it out.
Wait, was he in the army?
He was.
Or is it, I guess,
and she was Native Hawaiian, so that's why I'm 16th Hawaiian.
Wow, good for her. And did she stay in Hawaii the whole time, or did she move to, like, Omaha or some shit?
Probably moved to Omaha, if we're being real.
Oh, God, poor girl. Got taken off the tropical island and sent to Howl.
Wow.
I mean,
not Howl, maybe Purgatory.
Yeah,
maybe Omaha's
Purgatory. They were at Pearl Harbor, so that couldn't have been fun either.
Well, there's worse. They lived.
I guess that's true.
Right. Maybe you should go back and do like a heritage trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't think they'd accept
me.
I look pretty white.
The heritage trip. Do you think Hawaii offers birthright?
All right. And next up, we have some Madonna, Hollywood, Pixies, and Pip Blom. That's one I'm not familiar with.
Pip Blom.
But do enjoy. Thanks for tuning in.
Shine your light now. just flow. Shut your light now. This time it's got to be good. You get it right now, yeah. Cause you're in Hollywood. Cause you're in Hollywood. Cause you're in Hollywood. In Hollywood. In Hollywood. In Hollywood. Push the button, don't push the button. Trip the station, change the channel. Push the button, don't push the button. Trip the station, change the channel. Push the button, don't push the button. Trip the station, change the channel. Push the button, don't push the button. Trip the station, change the channel.
Really?
Upon a time, there were seasons in the state of Maryland, and now there is only heat.
You are so drama. You whine and you moan, you complain about the cold, and then the second it heats up, like you've been begging and moaning for.
You know why? I'm a commuter. I'm commuting to work. I'm walking in the morning, I'm walking in the evening, and I'm hot or cold all the time. Past 2 weeks, it's been lovely. This week, today, got to work sweaty. I wasn't very happy about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor baby.
Poor baby. Poor baby. What deodorant do you wear? You still smell good.
Oh, I was afraid you were like, what deodorant do you wear? What deodorant do you wear? It's weak.
are we
today?
Yes, we're sponsored by Carpe.
Today I'm wearing nothing.
Oh.
Are you serious?
That's because I woke up. Don't sniff like that.
Oh,
it's not.
Now I smell
well,
it.
Well, you put your nose to my armpit in my defense. It's not that bad outwardly. I woke up at Matthew's this morning, and I didn't want to steal his deodorant, I guess.
Right,
this I just forgot.
Right. That's very valuable.
Well, you know, I'm a man of valor. Hey, Jake, do you want to squeeze in here? I'm feeling kind of cold. I think we should get some.
I think we need more people over here.
We need body heat ASAP.
I think I've lost 4 pounds that I can't afford to lose. Just
Jake, I saw you house those chips tonight. You were housing the chips and salsa. All
right, if you wanted them, you should have eaten them faster. Like,
I need to. Typing on my laptop burns 300 calories a minute, so I need to really. I'm constantly feeding.
You've never had the walk from Old Town to Van Munching. That's all I have.
I would never attend an institution called Van Munching. That's not really my vibe. Happy for you guys though, but that's not for me.
Wait, okay, so it's Robert H. Smith School of Business.
In the Van Munching Hall.
In the Van Munching Hall.
Because the business school is an entity that's amorphous and doesn't belong to anywhere, but right now it's tied to the building. The physical building is named after Van Munching.
I think we should name everything after him, though. I don't know who
he is.
Can
we look him up?
But I love him.
Van Munching. I bet he had a good time. I bet his wife loved him.
He was munching
dearly. Leo Van Munching Jr.
Leo
Van Munching Jr.
Oh, okay.
Who
passed away in 2016.
Who guided Heineken's decades-long dominance in the U.S. imported beer market.
Shit. Wait, I knew this.
He died on
up.
Valentine's Day. A true lover. I bet his wife was very sad. To lose her munch.
He's kind of fine.
Born in Rotterdam, Netherlands. He had a crazy accent. He immigrated to the U.S. in 1933. Okay, avoiding the Nazis. Proud of him.
I've been to Rotterdam. It was kind of underwhelming.
Did you meet him?
Rotterdam was...
Jake. He served in Oahu, Hawaii. I bet he knew your great aunt.
Maybe he knew
great
my
grandma.
Great-grandma.
Great-grandma. What was your name?
I know my grandpa's name.
Wow. Female erasure happening.
So
live.
Do you think the art of the hula is genetic? Because I'd love to see you hula, Jake.
Next episode.
You give me a hoop.
Next Wednesday. Listen to Jake hula. Don't see it. Just listen.
Just listen to the sound.
During
of
his time with Van Munching Company, no other brand approached Heineken's position as the largest selling imported beer. After cajoling with the Heineken Brewery to create a low-calorie version of its Amstel brand, Leo guided the Amstel Light to the top sales spot in the imported light beer segment. He died in 2019.
We've officially lost the 5 listeners we had.
Yeah. We had 16, and maybe there's 2 left.
No one cares about Mr. Van Munching.
But you know what they do care about?
He had a granddaughter named Annabeth.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Annabeth? The hell was that? And then Annabeth and Aneka.
Are you not seeing River and Rory?
Oh, Rory! Are you a legacy admission to this university?
I am.
I should have a crazy story that will.
Rory Van Munching Harmon.
Wait.
No. It's
is it for off the air?
Yeah, it's for off the air.
Can you give our listeners a hint of what it might be about? A tease, Jake.
Okay. No, it's just about one of my coworkers. This summer, you know. At the great company.
He was a munch. Sounds like a Van Munch. He his funeral was celebrated
at
St. Thomas More Church in Darien, Connecticut.
At his funeral?
Yeah, that's kind of.
Well, I wasn't there. Rory, you were. You're a grandpa. Leo Van Munching Jr.
I wish. That's a beautiful looking man.
You were 11.
I was 11.
I was 12, but you were 11.
Wow. Mm.
It was February.
Oh, it was February. It was in between.
It's in between. Guys, we have 3 more songs for you. I know it's sad to hear us go, but we'll be back. Don't you worry. We have Pacifico, my favorite kind of beer, from Night Tapes.
I wish I had one right now.
Yeah, Jay, I'm sure you do. Pacifico Night Tapes Sugar Fix. We didn't get ours today. We had Salt Rim on the margaritas. By Tamarin and David by the radio department or Dept as it's spelled.
Yippee!
Please enjoy. Stay on the line. Don't get turned off by our meandering drunken rambles. Not Rory. She drove. She's sober. Goodbye. Guys, it's that time of the night again. It's almost time to say goodbye. People are assembling in the square outside. It has hit 109 degrees inside based off my mercury thermometer that I carry with me at all times. And it is, I scavenged it from Rory's grandfather's basement in Alston, Massachusetts. If you want any more, there's a few more there. Wellesley. And it's time for us to go, but we have two more songs for you before we do. Jay, any last words?
It's
coming closer.
It was great to talk to all of you. It's you know, all the fans out there. It's just really hot out today. I gotta go sit down now.
It's not only hot out, it's hot in. It's actually more hot in. Rory, last words for our audience.
I just want to thank Jake for joining. I know he's been begging to come on for a few months now. He's
I mean, it's been a few years of the show.
And I'm just so happy that he could make it today. Yeah, that's all.
Well, I mean, I was going to thank God and my family, but that's fine. We can thank Drake. We have two more songs for you. Another Slater. It is Dance, the first song off her new album, Worst Girl in America. And finally, one more from Rory. We have The Club Rock from the album The Club Rock from Benny Belson. We will see you next week, or at least I will. Jury's out on Rory. Maybe she's going to the Orioles game. Who knows? All right, guys. Enjoy yourselves. I will see you then.
the place.